This is the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, already into the second hour, going to re-air that neocon star thing by the genius Michael Corbin in the next segment, and we've got a neocon star coming on, so you want to stay with us for that, too. We're about to go to your calls. Let's talk to, well, I guess Brian in Tejas and HW in Colorado and others. I like anybody named HW or CW. Go ahead, Brian, you're on the air.
Yes, sir. Thank you for taking my call, Mr. Jones. I'm on a cell phone. If it cuts out, feel free to cut me off.
Now, Homeland loves us. Go ahead.
I've lived in Austin for 12 years. I was at McKinney Ruff the other weekend and met you and Mr. Stadmiller and Ron Paul.
And His Excellency that will be on the show tomorrow. We had technical stuff and he wasn't able to be on the other day.
Ron Paul's speech was nothing but amazing to me. I got it on videotape and I'm going to transfer it to audio.
Did he not say that there is a world government conspiracy and that we're going to have a depression?
He absolutely did. And
scared the daylights out of me.
Well, thank goodness that someone that has walked the floors of Congress for so long is saying as much as you and I are saying. And
he says the neocons are Trotskyites. That's nice, too.
Yeah, I have it all on video. I've watched it a few times. And
did you hear him talk about how the neocon called him up and said, "How dare you? You better watch it"?
Yeah. Yeah.
They're loving folks, kind of like Chetwin. We're going to get you, boy.
I have all nine of your films. I think they're fascinating. They're backed up with facts. They're all true. One that you don't mention a whole lot is Comprehensive Annual Financial Report, which I find just fascinating.
Yeah, the government's got plenty of money. They hold off filling the potholes till you accept the tax increase. Go ahead.
I've followed you from the beginning. 8 years ago, 9 years ago, and here in Austin, what I have observed is, I don't know how many cameras are everywhere now, 800 cameras, maybe more.
Microphone pods all over the place.
Exactly. They're positioned everywhere, but they seem to be real close to cell phone towers, kind of strangely.
Oh, no, that's admitted. A lot of them are wireless.
Yeah, yeah.
Look, they said cell phone towers, this has been in the mainstream news, just go type in cell towers to be Homeland Security hubs. We already knew this from the documents 8 years ago, 9 years ago, but now they admit cell phone towers are going to be surveillance, blimp docking stations, command bases. They may even build militarized forts around them. These are going to be the citadels. And DARPA announced in the Baltimore Boston Globe, that they're also going to have mind control frequency generators at them.
Well, I believe it.
I have the Boston Globe article in my DARPA B system story.
Yeah, I stay a little bit away from the computer and the TV for my own reasons. Working with my hands, building houses and whatnot here in Austin, the open borders is a huge concern everywhere.
And, hey, all these yuppies that thought, oh, it's just the working man that's in trouble with all these illegals, now they say, you think the Indians have taken your job in India, it's going to get seven times worse in the next 4 years. Enjoy yourselves.
I don't think what people understand that live in the suburb, because I live here in town, they don't have the cameras out there in Steiner Ranch, Circle C, Lakeway, Westlake, as much as they do in the city. So for some people that live in a more rural environment,
they're going in rural areas. Right out there at Bastrop, where we were, they got them up. Out in Fredericksburg, they got them. You'll be out on a lonely road, and you'll see cameras, sir. And that's just the cameras you're seeing.
I don't understand why that doesn't spark a fire under more people. Cameras and being surveilled.
Because they have lots of TV shows, the dramas where the cameras are good. God bless you, sir. Thanks for the call.
Thank you.
You bet. HW and others, we're going to talk to you. We're going to have this guest on. We'll let you talk to them as well. It's all basically the same subject, so stay with us.
Hey, folks, Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my most comprehensive documentary exposing the New World Order's orchestration of the September 11th attacks yet. In my new film, The Masters of Terror, we chronicle the globalist master plan for world domination. The Masters of Terror details how the elite are using manufactured terrorism to drive the world population into accepting tyranny. Witness in horror the execution of the September 11th attacks and the ensuing whitewash. The cashless society control grid, implantable microchips, mass mind control, militarization of police, concentration camps, foreign troops, mass on U.S. soil, the USA Patriot Act, Super Big Brother Total Information Awareness Network, and much, much more. It is absolutely vital that everyone see the Masters of Terror. Only by exposing the perpetrators of September 11th can we stop them from carrying out the next wave of attacks and destroying our constitutional republic. Order online now at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139.
Are you one of the millions of Americans who suffer from gum disease like gingivitis? If so, hope has arrived. I'd like to introduce you to Vitamir. Vitamir is the all-natural toothpaste and mouthwash designed to protect against and promote healing of gum disease. Unlike most toothpaste and mouthwash, Vitamir contains no alcohol, no sugar, and no fluoride. Instead, Vitamir products contain zinc to inhibit plaque growth and promote healing, folic acid to reduce inflammation, myrrh used since biblical times for gum disease, and clove oil. Gum disease is serious. Research links gum disease to health problems like diabetes, stroke, and heart disease. With a regular program of oral hygiene, including Vitamir toothpaste and mouthwash, your chances of experiencing gum disease will be greatly diminished. Find out for yourself why health professionals across America are recommending Vitamir. Order yours today from Cliff Scott Enterprises. Call toll-free 800-569-4340. That's 800-569-4340 or visit their website at www.cliffscott.com.
The Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
That's right. Standing up to big government, big brother, the liberals, the neocons, you name them. I'm Alex Jones, and in just a minute or two, we're going to be talking to Richard Menneter, who has written a book, Losing Bin Laden, How Bill Clinton's Failures Unleashed Global Terror. So that's coming up here in just one moment. But first, I'd like to dedicate this little piece called Neocon Star to all the companies selling the Big Brother tracking systems and cell phones and cars that they now admit the government is hooked into. So here it is for all of those out there that love the police state. This is for the satellite tracking companies.
The following is an actual conversation between a Neocon Star operator and a subscriber in distress who is locked in her car and doesn't have the proper authorization to get out. With Neocon Star, help is just a satellite away.
Neocon Star, how can I offer you great service today?
Please help me, I'm trapped in my car. My retina scanner won't work.
Just relax, sir.
It's not sir, it's ma'am. Please hurry, it's hot in here.
According to Admiral Poindexter's database, I have you at the Monsanto Mart on 2nd Street.
Right.
I have a live shot of you from the Neocon Star observation blimp in your area.
I'm an old lady.
All right, sir, it looks like you have no outstanding warrant, so you're not under vehicular detention. But it looks like you have some outstanding parking.
my national ID card.
Sir, I'm going to send a Homeland Security helicopter there right now to check you out. You have a 99.2% chance of being a terrorist. Would you like the in-car lethal injection right now, or would you prefer to wait for the agents?
Okay, I'll take the lethal injection, please.
Thanks for using NeoConStar. Have a nice day.
Wow, that's amazing. Now, we're going to go to our next guest, and I really appreciate Richard Miniter coming on the show. His book's been getting a lot of attention, author of Losing Bin Laden, How Bill Clinton's Failures Unleashed Global Terror. And, of course, there were several different countries, Sudan and Afghanistan and others, wanted to turn Bin Laden over, and Clinton said no. And but that's just part of the story. So here to tell us about that is Richard Miniter. Richard, thanks for coming on the show.
Oh, thanks for having me on. That neocon star thing was hilarious.
Well, Michael Corbin made that as a host on this network. Yeah. Now, it is the funniest thing I've heard in a while.
Yeah.
But it's funny because that could actually start developing. You know, China has mobile death vans where they just grab you and automatic injectors come out and kill you, and then they gut you in the back. Did you see that Times of London article a few months ago?
I think I did, yeah.
Very loving, and it shows young women being drug out by their necks to be executed. The thug police have looks of pleasure on their faces. But kind of a side issue, now they've announced their surveillance blimps for our safety, which I'm very grateful for. But, and of course, with ground-penetrating radar to look through our houses, it's all part of freedom. But the borders are still wide open. But I don't want to rant and rave, Richard. You've written this book. First off, tell us a little bit about yourself, because you're published by Regnery, but then I see you writing for some kind of leftward publications. What's going on with you? Tell us about yourself first.
Sure. I'm an investigative reporter. I'm a professional journalist. I've been at it for about 15 years. I was on the staff of the Wall Street Journal editorial page, and that's about the most conservative section of the Wall Street Journal, as you know. I was also on the investigative team of the Sunday Times of London, and that's Britain's largest quality newspaper. And it's a center-right conservative newspaper, really.
Well, no wonder you read the Times of London then.
Yeah, that's right.
Saw the execution vans. Most people aren't aware of that. They look at me like I got five heads when I mention it.
No, I think the British papers are sometimes much more interesting than ours because, first of all, there's not such a conformity and there's not a political correctness as what they can report. It's much
so
more
you've never
open
written for the New Republic?
I've written a few articles in the New Republic, critical of George Tenet's CIA for being too soft.
Who publishes the New Republic?
Oh boy, I don't remember the name of the publisher. And I've written, I think, one or two articles for the New Republic. Somebody comes to you with an idea. And
no, I understand. I think that's something to do with Crystal, doesn't it?
No, I think Bill Crystal does the Weekly Standard, and I guarantee I've never written for the Weekly Standard.
Okay, well. So you got into this investigation. What did Bill Clinton do? Tell us about it.
Well, I mean, I started with 9/11. I started thinking, when did they begin planning the September 11th attacks? And I began talking to CIA and FBI sources that I developed over the years in the course of my reporting. And they said, well, actually, our best intelligence is the planning for September 11th began in May of 1998 in the Khaldan camp of Afghanistan. And so that means the planning for 9/11 began in the Clinton years. And so that really got me thinking. I said, what did Clinton know about Bin Laden? And when did he know it? And what did he do about it? And those were the three questions that really informed my investigation. So one of the things I went back, I tried to find when was the first time that Bin Laden had targeted Americans. And I discovered that it was December 29th, 1992. He tried to kill 100 Marines in two towers who were staying in Yemen on their way to Mogadishu, Somalia. Luckily, that was unsuccessful, but it was the beginning of a pattern where Bin Laden would attack, Clinton would retreat and ignore and essentially do nothing. And so the early Clinton years, there's very little counterattack on Bin Laden.
Lot of times those attacks were at opportune times when Clinton was having some type of trouble, so he would fire some cruise missiles into the local aspirin factory, shutting off about half of Africa's medicine. But he never really did anything to really get Bin Laden, did he?
No, not really. I mean, some of his people were decent, hardworking people who desperately wanted to take action against Bin Laden. They drew up plans to send covert operations teams into Afghanistan.
FBI agent O'Neill wanted to do that.
That's right. O'Neill was very tough as well.
What happened to him?
Well, he died on September 11th. He was the head of security for the World Trade Center, and he died when those planes hit. He went back in to rescue someone and never emerged from that fateful cloud. So that was kind of sad. But he was a great fighter of Bin Laden's, and I've talked to many of his colleagues and associates who are great sources of mine.
Now, he was interviewed by the French media, and I actually saw this in some of the British newspapers. I believe it was the Times of London. Said that he gave quotes. The Independent also had the quotes where he said the government's going to allow this as a pretext to get the oil. You ever track that down by Mr. O'Neill?
I would be very surprised if John O'Neill had said something like that.
It was for a French TV interview. It was on video.
Yeah, well, the French don't have the same journalistic standards as other civilized countries do.
Ha-ha, yes.
You got
okay,
remember,
so that was that French report about...
Half every year in Brussels, so I get a big dose of French television, TV song, as it's called. And let's just say that it makes your average college professor look like a conservative.
Well, sure, I would agree with you, very socialistic, but I'm trying to understand something here. Continue, I shouldn't interrupt. We've got Clinton just doing nothing about Bin Laden. I wonder why he did that.
Well, let me give you a few blockbuster things that I found in the book that really haven't been widely reported. One is that the Northern Alliance, you remember them, they were fighting the Taliban, they tried to kill Bin Laden three times. After the first time when they tried to kill Bin Laden, they went and met with the CIA and some Clinton National Security Council officials, hoping to get United States support in their war on Bin Laden and the Taliban. And so they told them about the assassination attempt, and I have the details of that assassination attempt in my book, Losing Bin Laden. And the Clinton people reacted with fury. They said, never do that again. Don't you know assassination is contrary to the rules of war? So that kind of shows you something about the mindset of the Clinton people. Also, early in the Clinton years, the CIA director, Jim Woolsey, told me he realized that within his first month on the job at the CIA that there was a real problem, that they just didn't have enough Arabic language translators. Less than 10% of all the intelligence the CIA was gathering in the Arab world could even be translated. So we were flying blind as Bin Laden was plotting. Well, he went to the Congress and said, can you give us some money to hire some translators? And most of the congressmen said, yeah, of course, and they went along, the key committee chairman. But one committee chairman was a guy named Dennis DeConcini. He was a Democratic senator from Arizona, and he hated the CIA. He didn't like the whole idea.
And he said no, but where did Bin Laden come from?
Well, can I just finish my last thought there?
Oh,
so
sure.
So he blocked the funding for translators, and so he said, if you can, we'll give you the funding to go and get the translators if President Clinton calls me. President Clinton never called him. Now, another myth I attack is the idea that Bin Laden was somehow funded by the CIA.
Oh, yeah.
I looked deep into that. I talked to both of the CIA station chiefs who were in charge of our war in Afghanistan in the 1980s, and they just said, hey, look, it ain't true. We gave money to people who were actually fighting the Soviets.
Now, you
most
know, locally on PBS, they've aired a clip of, during the Iran-Contra hearings, they mentioned Osama bin Laden. So, and it's well known that he was one of the big contributors to the Mujahideen fighting the Russians. Are you saying the CIA wasn't involved in that? Or?
No, the CIA was involved in funding the Mujahideen. But the Mujahideen were native Afghans fighting for their land and their freedom. There was a second war against the Soviets, which was funded by the Saudis and the Gulf states. And those people were called the Arab Afghans. Now, these were two anti-communist movements, but they were completely unconnected.
Now, a Republican
the CIA
report,
funded
the
actual Afghans. Yeah. The Saudis funded bin Laden.
Yeah, a Republican report in 99 talked about how the deal with Clinton and Iran and bin Laden involved funding the folks in Albania to go after the Serbs. Do you talk about that? Or?
I don't talk about that, but I certainly know quite a bit about that. I mean, there was a terror cell that one of the first things the Bush administration did, they rolled up a terror cell in Albania that was an Al-Qaeda cell, and it was a major hub for their European activities.
Well, wow, that's interesting. Do you have time to stay with us, Richard? Or you
sure
need to
do.
Go? You can stay with us?
I think so, yeah.
Okay, great. We got a break. We'll be back in just a couple minutes. And, I'll just come out with it. I've studied this 911 situation. I've read thousands of articles. And I've looked at the hearings, all of it, and I'll tell you right now, both of these administrations did nothing.
Berkey water filters are the ultimate filters used worldwide for normal or hostile filtration environments to provide the most delicious, sparkling, clean water possible. The Berkey Light self-sterilizing filter elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, chemicals, and they reduce lead, mercury, aluminum, nitrate, sulfur, odors, foul tastes, and much, much more. Yet they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light has ridges to deflect water if the upper chamber is overfilled, and it can be used anywhere on a flat surface. That's because it has an elevated base. The entire system joins together to make the Berkey Light convenient to transport, even while it's filtering water. Its rechargeable bright white LED lamps allow for optimum use at night or during emergency conditions. Get the Berkey Light, the ultimate filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Late summer 2003, mainstream press tells us we're having a stock market recovery. Late summer 2002, I heard the same thing. Late summer 2001, you heard the same thing. The Dow Jones Industrial Average, currently trading in a 93 to 9400 range, is down 7% from 2 years ago. That's recovery. Gold, now trading in the $360 range, is up 31% in that same period. Where do you want your hard-earned money? Hi, folks. This is Jack Groundrigg with Midas Resources. I love the sound of real money. Call your representative today at Midas Resources at 800-686-2237. Learn how to protect your assets with real wealth, not potentially worthless paper. Call now, 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Imagine a weight loss program that burns off calories by simply eating certain everyday foods. With a reverse calorie diet, it's possible. Every time you eat food, various organs such as your liver, spleen, and stomach have to work to complete digestion. For example, an ordinary piece of cake that has 300 calories may require only 25 calories to complete digestion. But a reverse calorie food that contains 50 calories may require 100 calories to complete digestion, actually removing fat from your body. Diets based on reverse calorie foods have resulted in amazing weight losses. One lady written up in the Journal of Medicine actually lost a whopping 256 pounds in just over 1 year. Our easy-to-follow guide reveals more than 100 secret foods that naturally burn fat from your body. To order the reverse calorie diet risk-free for just $19.95, call 1-800-647-3200. It's guaranteed. Call 1-800-647-3200. That's 1-800-647-3200.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show. Because there's a war on for your mind.
All right, we're talking to Richard Miniter, author of Losing Bin Laden, and his book's getting a lot of attention. I'm going to say this right now, though, up front. I'm a real conservative, okay? I don't like Bush saying he'll sign the assault weapons ban, open borders, all the rest of that garbage, not going after Bill Clinton for Pardongate, blocking that. You know, that is a fact, folks. And so this whole spin out of the neocon camp, and I haven't decided if Mr. Miniter is a neocon. I mean, he may tell us he's not or he is. He is saying, Bill Clinton, Bill Clinton, Bill Clinton. And yes, Bill Clinton protected bin Laden. But Bush signed W-199-I. I've had David Shippers and all these FBI guys on the show and the lawyers involved in all this. I mean, that was going on, too. And so, I mean, how do you answer that? That's the point I'm trying to make here. Is Richard, are you saying Bush didn't do nothing about Bin Laden too?
Well, this book I'm writing, Losing Bin Laden, is about Clinton and Bin Laden. My next book, called Bush's Secret War, is about what Bush did from January to September 2001 and what he did after that, in fact.
So is the BBC wrong reporting on W199I, ordering them not to stop these characters, and then, of course, flying out the Bin Laden family, which is now admitted?
Well, no, the Bin Laden family was flown out just days after the 9/11 attacks. That's a fact. In fact, I talked to the official who ordered those or allowed that to happen.
Well, Mayor Willie Brown says he was called and of San Francisco and told not to fly to New York that day. The chairman, Joint Chiefs of Staff, told MSNBC that. And that's on the record. Is the San Francisco Chronicle and the MS? I mean, what's going on here? What's going on with this?
I've never been able to see anyone able to really confirm those reports. And you know, Willie Brown says a lot of things.
Well, what about the chairman Joint Chiefs of Staff?
Extramarital sex was a form of health for him. You know, he says all sorts of wild things. He's not your most
not very credible,
character.
Huh?
What?
Well,
no,
I mean,
Willie Brown, though, he's a corrupt liberal Democrat who
did Bush have launch plans on his desk 2 days before September 11th with U.S. troops massed in Tajikistan, Uzbekistan?
There was a plan to hit Bin Laden, which was supposed to be put on the president's desk the week before September 11th, and then they decided to reschedule consideration of that plan until 3 o'clock on September 11th. And, of course, by 9 a.m.
No.
on September 11th, there was no point. They knew they had to go.
Hey, who was the head of Pakistan's ISI on September 11th?
I forget the gentleman's name. He's, of course, no longer the head of ISI.
General Mood.
Yeah.
He met. It was funny. He'd only been to the U.S. twice in his life. He was here that day meeting with Porter, Goss, and Graham. Did you know that?
I did know that, yeah. Porter, Goss told me that.
Very interesting. Just meeting that morning. What about that CIA drill of flying planes into buildings that morning, and they told NORAD, hey, guys, it's just a drill. That was really coincidental, too.
Yes, very coincidental.
Are you writing about that in your new book?
That's going to be in the new book, yeah. In fact, one of the things I show is that as far back as 1983, the Iranians began experimenting with flying planes into buildings. And
well, that's how JFK brother got killed doing that to the Germans.
That's right, yeah. This technique had been around in terrorist circles for a long time. In fact, on Clinton's watch, I've got an entire chapter devoted to something called Project Bojinka, which was an attempt.
Philippines.
Yep, 12 planes over the Pacific simultaneously.
Hey, did you hear about what was in the Philippine papers as well as Reuters and AFP? Not just the French, Reuters too. That about that coup with the military, and the military said, we're tired of the government blowing stuff up and blaming it on people, quote, for martial law. Did you hear about that?
Yeah, I don't know what to make of that, because I know that the Philippines, the native Tagalog people there, are very opposed to the Chinese, who constitute the wealthy business class, and they like to blame things on them. But there are two Al-Qaeda affiliated terrorist groups in the southern islands of the Philippines. They also got money back in the day from the Libyans.
Well, look, I'm going to boil it down to you. They're doing nothing to stop the open borders and the real stuff that's going on, and they're destroying our liberties. And Ashcroft saying there is no Patriot Act 2 than saying there is. I mean, and I see government growing at record clips. I don't buy this whole story and the things that are happening. And you're obviously more informed than most people we've had on this show who are saying Clinton, Clinton, Clinton. So you're not saying Clinton, Clinton, Clinton. You're saying the government, period, or what are you saying?
Yeah, you asked me if I was a neoconservative, and I always think it's astonishing when people call me a neocon. All my life I've been a constitutionalist. I like a limited, small government. I don't think when you give people large amounts of power that they can resist the temptation to misuse that power. That's why power has to be limited. It has to be dispersed. But I think it's important to remember what Clinton did and didn't do. We need to learn from history.
Well, hey, absolutely, but I don't want to hear about Clinton because Bush won't put the guy in prison.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. But, you know, here, I'll tell you something about open borders.
Well, hold on. Do you have to go or can you stay a few more?
I can stay a few more for you.
Okay, yeah. We'll keep you 5-10 minutes on the other side. Then we'll get to all these callers I've been holding and the other news. Maybe Richard Miniter is good.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing you to the Black Berkey Replacement Element. They're new and they're more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These powerful filters fit most gravity filter systems and can be installed.
775-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Folks, I've got a copy of the Regnery book, and I like some Regnery authors. I don't like others. They do have a lot of neocons in there. Well, some of them are good authors, and I haven't read the book. I've just read the synopsis, and, you know, it just sounded like what I've heard from Limbaugh and Hannity. Clinton, 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 and then never going, Bush protects him. Bush blocks Dan Burton's committee. Bush, blah, blah. And that's why I just get so sick of it. Because, yeah, Bill Clinton really should be indicted. For all, I mean, this guy is a criminal. We've got proof all over the place. But I don't want to hear about Bill Clinton because they're not doing anything about him. They're just making themselves look good by going, oh, look at Bill Clinton, when there is just as much, you know, doing nothing about bin Laden, being involved, all this stuff. But my big concern with what you said, Richard, or I am concerned with what you said, is that bin Laden isn't CIA. I mean, you've got the Saudis saying, if you release the names of our banks, we'll release the names of your banks that are involved with us. You've got Oliver North, you know, the name of bin Laden being brought up in 1986. I don't think that's true.
I think the name that got brought up, that's an internet rumor. The name in question of the terrorist that he was protecting himself from was Abu Naidel, not Osama bin Laden. Al-Qaeda didn't even exist until 1989.
Osama bin Laden, if you go to the microfilm, the microfiche, and we've done this, and you pull up articles, there were articles in the mid-80s with bin Laden's name in, and this young freedom fighter fighting the Soviets and helping America. Are you saying that the U.S. didn't use the Saudis because they had Arabic-speaking people as fronts in the war against the Soviets?
Yeah, there were two fronts, basically. Our front was we were using the Afghans, who actually were fighting the Soviets. The Saudis and the Gulf states were emptying out their prisons of Islamic extremists, packing them onto airplanes and sending them to Pakistan on the Afghan border, giving them training with guns and saying, okay, you go to it.
These were two separate efforts,
and they... But tell you, the Arabs spent a lot of time shooting each other and ambushing the Afghans who were fighting the Soviets. They were a terrible bunch.
Yeah, well, PNAC, Project for New American Century, said that they needed a Pearl Harbor event to get everything going. We've had this British minister, Metcher, come out and question the German. German technology minister came right out and said that he believed the military-industrial complex was behind it. And now major publications like the BBC have reported that at least six of the hijackers are still alive. What do you say to all that?
I don't know about six. I know at least two of the hijackers are still alive. And how do I know that? Well, because if you look at the names of the 15 Saudis, one of those names is it escapes me at the moment, but one of these guys actually came forward a couple days after 9/11 and said, hey, I'm not a terrorist, but I'm alive. He reported his passport stolen when he was studying electrical engineering at the University of Denver, and the Saudis issued him a new passport. Well, it turns out that stolen passport was the one used by one of the hijackers on September 11th. Well, he's obviously still alive. Look, some of these hijackers were using, maybe all of them were using, constructed identities. And maybe you have the help of an intelligence service here where they construct what's called legends. That's false or stolen passports, other backup documents. So we really don't know who some of these people really were. And even to this day,
What about Colonel Butler? You know, they all had it in the news out of the Defense Monterey School. He was the dean there.
Right.
They had, he had to resign because he said Bush stood to gain from this and let it happen. Well, the guy is involved in a lawsuit with Stanley Hilton and 400 of the victims' families. He says he was ordered to train all these people. You've got MSNBC, Pensacola News Journal, where they reported these guys were at the U.S. bases training. Again, I guess that's all not true either?
I haven't been able to find any documentation for it. I did find records that some Afghan fighters were brought to the United States for medical treatment. Now, look, you know, I know we had massive training camps for the Afghans, not for the Arabs like bin Laden, but for the Afghans inside Pakistan.
No involvement with the Saudis. It's just all...
Well, the Saudis did fund bin Laden and the Arab wing of the rebellion against the Soviets. Absolutely.
Yeah, I'm trying to understand something here, though. Earlier you said, oh, yeah, you did read the AP reports about just so happened that morning at 8:30 in the morning they were doing a drill of flying jets into buildings. And you know, that kind of might have confused things for NORAD a bit. I mean, I just, great timing. I guess that was just coincidence, too, or just...
No, I'm not writing that off as coincidence at all. I think that deserves... I hope the 9/11 Commission is looking into that.
The 9/11 Commission has had the people that were meeting with the Pakistani head, who, according to a bunch of different reports, I think even the Wall Street Journal, wired $100,000 to Muhammad Atta, the lead hijacker. I just, second trip in his life to meet with the heads of the Intelligence Committee to have breakfast at 8:30 in the morning.
You're referring to George Tenet's meeting with them on the night, the morning of September 11th.
Well, yeah, the head of the CIA, the Intelligence Committee people, and the head of Pakistani intelligence all sitting around a table while this is all happening.
Yeah, that was documented. That, in fact, I know the name of the restaurant and the table in which they met. And I'm not the only person to report that. I mean, that's in Bob Woodward's book as well. That's pretty well established.
So what does all this mean? I mean, is your book going to say Bush did nothing about it, or?
My next book? Well, my investigation is still ongoing, but clearly there were a lot of missteps in the early Bush years. I mean,
missteps?
There's things they should have done they didn't do. Let's be honest about that. First of all, the outgoing Clinton people, who were veteran terrorist fighters, wanted to brief Condoleezza Rice and some other people on bin Laden, and no thanks. And I have that on the record from those people. That's going to be in my new book. But I'd really like to talk about my current book, Losing Bin Laden. I mean, it's really important we understand the lessons of the 1990s. But I'm going to be just as tough on Bush as I am on Clinton. I give credit where credit is due in both cases. But when people have earned blame, you know, they get that too.
Do you think, let's talk about Clinton. Now, is it two or three countries that offered to arrest him and then were told by Clinton, no, we don't want him?
There were three countries, essentially. There was Sudan, and Sudan made multiple offers, by the way. The first couple of offers to arrest bin Laden and turn him over to us. Then they made other offers to turn over their intelligence files. Now, remember, bin Laden was there from April 1991 to May 1996. And so the Sudanese intelligence had developed extensive dossiers on every visitor to bin Laden and every one of his key staff. And a lot of these people were unknown to U.S. intelligence at the time. So that intelligence could have been very helpful, and of course Clinton refused to accept those files from them because he didn't want to be seen as warming up to a terrorist group. The United Arab Emirates in the year 2000 had a plan to arrest bin Laden and turn him over to us, and Clinton scuttled that deal. And even the Taliban, you know, when they began to feel the pinch, were considering turning bin Laden over to us.
And then Bush, after Clinton leaves, signs W-199I, telling the Justice Department and the FBI to leave all these people alone. That is, and now we've got the guy out in Phoenix, the FBI guy, saying wasn't allowed to go after him, and he said specifically fly planes into buildings. Also, FBI agent Robert Wright, did you see him on C-SPAN with David Shippers and Larry Klayman?
No, I missed that one, sorry.
I got a video clip of that in my film, Masters of Terror. He starts crying and says, here's the letter, I'll be arrested if I tell you what I know. And then the head of Judicial Watch, Klayman, steps up and says, all we can say is the Bush's vacation with the bin Ladens.
Or that Bush's father has vacation with the bin Ladens.
That's interesting. They'll arrest them, but Kathleen Rowley, oh, she's so good. She's off on some periphery issue.
Yeah, Bush's politics were very, the best you could call them is naive in the early administration, because what happened was, certainly before he was elected, I was in Austin, Texas, talking to some of his people, and I said, you know, it's really odd that Bush would go to the wedding of the daughter of the Speaker of the House of the Texas Legislature.
because, you know, usually a Republican governor doesn't go to the family gatherings of a Democratic leader. I mean, can you imagine Newt Gingrich going to Bill Clinton's daughter's wedding if, you know, Chelsea was old enough to be married at the time? It's just unthinkable. And the reaction I got from the Bush folks down there was to shake their heads and say, well, that's what's wrong with Washington. They never really understood that in Washington people play politics seriously. It's hardball up here.
Because we're Texans, man. We're...
Yeah, they don't get how tough people are. So he came in and he was prepared to forgive everyone and not settle scores. And he thought if he was generous and kind, they would be that way to him. He just doesn't. He just didn't understand how rough and tumble.
He's so nice. This is very loving.
Yeah,
very loving individual. And you know, he was one of the first. I think the first president, though, to be getting the CIA briefings during the election. Remember, some of the CIA folks were meeting for that month long vacation out at Crawford. Remember that?
Actually, most presidential candidates get CIA briefings.
Oh, but they said he was getting the daily threat assessments. I remember seeing on the news that had never been done before. Maybe that was false.
I don't know. I don't know what daily threat assessments. That if that's true, that's that I think that would be unprecedented. But I remember Walter Mondale complaining during the campaign in 1984 against Ronald Reagan that he wasn't getting enough intelligence briefings, and he had the CIA out there briefing him almost. Almost every day, and
very interesting. Well, we're safe because the pilots haven't been armed, and that's good. And they're going to take 5,000.
Further than that, I say we should arm the pilots.
Well, yeah, I was being sarcastic.
I have the right to carry a gun in my car. We don't have the right to carry a gun on a plane.
All right. Well, Richard, your new book, author of Losing Bin Laden, How Bill Clinton's Failures Unleashed Global Terror, and I guess it's in all the bookstores by Regnery, and thanks for coming on the show.
Yeah, I hope your listeners can help us topple Al Franken from the number one slot on Amazon.com. We got to bring him down.
Okay, thanks for joining us. Take care, buddy. Oh man, all I can say is that it's shameful how Fox tried to shut up Al Franken, and I don't like Al Franken, but Al Franken has his First Amendment rights, and this whole thing of, you know, go buy our neocon book, and I'm not saying his book's a neocon book. I haven't read it, but I have read Coulter's book and some of the others and scanned over Hannity's. They send me all this, and I mean, it's amazing. It's absolutely amazing. And you know, maybe Richard's ignorant about some of the facts, but you know, on some of these things, he agreed on some things, disagreed on others. Very, very intelligent. And well, it's up to you to decide. I just know this, they're not going after Bill Clinton, are they? And I know the globalists carried out September 11th. And, you know, there's the German technology minister, and now this British minister, and all these other people coming out and saying this, and Project Northwoods, and all these other facets, and the top pilots saying you can't pull those G's, they couldn't pull those G's, fighter pilots couldn't fly planes like that. And then you got a bunch of the hijackers. The news says 9, they confirm 6, he was saying 2, but oh, it's just different names. Really interesting. Very, very interesting. Let's go ahead and take some calls. I appreciate folks holding. HW in Colorado. Welcome, sir.
HW here from Colorado. Alex, thank you very much for making the individual human beings in the world aware that government is by definition crooked, always. Only thieves and liars want to rule other people. No matter if you are in Islamic or Christian territory, they're all thugs.
Well, that's it. I mean, when the globalists are knocking over some thug, they go, oh, look, it's a thug. Yeah, it's a bigger mafia don knocking over a smaller capo.
Now, thank you a lot for having explained all these intricate things in politics. I've been flying back and forth to Europe for the last 30 years, and 9/11 really screwed me. I didn't try to fly since. I wonder what the future holds, but the last 30 years, it got worse and worse and worse.
So you're from Europe?
Yeah.
Where are you from?
I grew up under communism, and communist, capitalist, and cataclysm. They really, I cannot.
Well, yeah, how it works is over any communist death pit, there'll be one lone fat goblin corporation profiting and shipping out the slave goods.
Right.
Now they call it you know, crony capitalism, but it's all command and control. You know, giant private prisons building widgets for Wackenhut, outsourcing the jobs to other slaves in other countries, and they admit it, quote, hurts the general economy, but it centralizes control.
Well, the C word,
control, control, control. And so, yes, communism was created by the capitalist.
Right. They take the same piece of paper, and no matter what the color, they print a 1, 5, 10, 20, 50, 100, or 500 on it. And believe me, there's a big difference between one egg for breakfast and 500. But these guys get 500 eggs for breakfast or whatever. There's no reality in this whole thing. So people are
saying it's a piece of paper, but it'll buy the same amount. Private families own the different central banks of the world. They're so rich, folks, they print the money.
Well, of course, if you can just print it up, you'd rule the world, right? That'd be very logic. Everybody else has got to work for a living, got to produce a good.
All you got to do is own the media, lie to people, dumb them down,
right.
Have spin doctors out there spinning stories. Oh, it's
right.
Just Bill Clinton.
Legal tender has to have actual value to it. Not just backing it up with gold or anything. You have to have the gold under your control, in your pocket or dug away or whatever. Otherwise,
absolutely. You got it. That's why they want us dependent in the compact cities under their control. HW,
right.
Good hearing from you.
Now, hey, just one more quick thing.
Sure.
You got to get the Europeans because they all under the thumb of the British Queen or the Pope of Rome. And they never had a chance to free themselves from that. It took a number of years being here in America that I freed myself and looked through this whole thing.
Well, I can't tell you how many Europeans have called in from Poland and Russia and Germany,
right,
and have told the stories of how we saw the exact thing, the exact spin. It's happening again. Wake up, America. Watch out.
We'll fight for you. We'll fight for the American Constitution, for the individuals of the world. That's the only place where there's some left.
That's it. That's why they're
breathe.
That's why they're trying. Okay, go ahead. You want to plead with the world to wake up? Go ahead.
Well, that's what I would say. All these people that have been working so hard and taking this piece of paper in exchange for their hard work, and in the end, they have nothing. Their life got more complicated in Europe. That's what started me making mad at that.
You got to jump through hundreds of hoops. You've always got to, as Tony Montana says, a
in the end, that's
a Shimano in every corner.
Yeah, they made it illegal, for example, to run a pot-belly stove in your home. And, you know, what more independent would you be if you can run wood sticks in your wood stove?
Yeah, that's it. Everything to control you. It's the mercantile model.
Right.
And we're going back to during the Renaissance, we left the mercantile model and had the greatest explosion ever. Now we're going back to the mercantile model. The WTO, the IMF, World Bank openly call for mercantilism.
So two things.
And under the mercantile model, they would tell the colonies, you can't make shovels or guns. You can't make your own goods. You're our slaves.
Right.
Folks, it's happening again. Thank you, HW. And people just don't know history, so they're doomed to repeat it. Come back and talk to Bob and others, and I got a bunch of other news. And then I got the father of this poor lady who begs for food that the government's going to kill. We hope we can stop it. That's we'll interview in the next hour, very important interview. And a lot more. It's a big show lined up for you today. We'll be right back.
You are sick because you allow yourself to remain sick. And you remain sick because you don't provide your body with the enzymes and other nutrients that only come from raw food. You haven't alkalized your body. In fact, you continue to acidify it with a primarily cooked food diet. You still use either meat, fish, eggs, and/or dairy products for your protein instead of spirulina and chlorella, the two most complete protein superfoods known. Finally, you don't consume ionized water. Normal tap water that is transformed into a powerful antioxidant that is very alkaline, balancing your body pH as it brings you to homeostasis. It's also very hydrating and, more importantly, extremely detoxifying. Good health is achievable when you tune into Achieving Great Health. If you want to learn more on how to naturally rid the body of any disease, listen to Achieving Great Health with Bob McCauley. Weekday mornings at 9 a.m. Central. Call 1-888-826-4448 to learn more. That's 1-888-826-4448 or visit Bob on the Internet at www.watershed.net.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
Alex Jones here announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grants, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Friends, Alex Jones here, back live. We have the father of Mary Schialvo coming on the show, Bob Schindler. And according to the CNS news article and the World and Daily Stories I've seen, she audibly has requested food and water. The doctors and nurses have testified to this. She has swallowed. She's eaten. She's being denied health care, and now they want to remove her feeding tube. So that's coming up here in just a few minutes. In the next hour, we're going to get to Bob and Mark and Charles and others here in just a second as well. I do want to remind you that tomorrow night in Houston, Texas, Alamo Drafthouse Movie Theater at the West Oaks Shopping Center, we have maps and details at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. I'm going to be giving a 30-minute speech on September 11th, the New World Order, then I'm going to air Road to Tyranny, then THX 1138. THX 1138 is only an hour and a half long. My film's 2 hours, 20 minutes, roughly long. And so you'll be out of there by 1130, but it'll be quite an event. Hope to see you in Houston, Texas tomorrow night. I'll be here on the daytime show live tomorrow as well, so stay with us for that. And I hope you'll get Road to Tyranny, Masters of Terror, Police State 3 Total Enslavement, the new book, Order Out of Chaos, that I published, Elite Sponsored Terror and the New World Order, 911 Descent into Tyranny. Look at all the evidence, the facts, the documents from multiple sources, the official government plans to carry out terror attacks. Get the videos. Get the books. Don't buy all the neocon stuff. Don't, you know, the stuff that diverts and distracts and, you know, get real stuff and make copies of my videos and give them out to friends and family and local talk show hosts in your area and police chiefs. We've got to wake people up, and it's happening. Get 911, The Road to Tyranny. Get Masters of Terror Part 2 if you want to understand September 11th, or my book, Descent into Tyranny, or Order Out of Chaos. They cover that and a lot more, folks. The whole agenda. You'll have no doubts when you see it. Get it. Spread the word. Wake people up. 1-888-253-3139. Call right now. 1-888-253-3139. Let's say you've already educated yourself on the subject. Give them as a gift. 1-888-253-3139. Or just write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 787-04. Let's talk to Bob in New York. Go ahead, Bob.
How you doing today, Alex?
Good, my friend.
Hey, I was wondering if anybody had done a volunteer program to pass out your videos to every fire station in New York City.
Yes, a couple of listeners have said that they have done that.
Okay.
And, of course, the government told us that the firefighter tapes malfunctioned. I've talked to the firefighters. New York Daily News admits they recorded firefighters finding bombs and were seized by the Bush White House. Now, that's your own newspaper.
But they've got your video in their firehouse.
I know some of them do. I know that we've had callers who've said that they've given them out to, quote, a lot of fire stations.
That's good. That's good. I'm glad to hear that. Hey, what do you think of the rabble-rousers? I just was watching Donald Rumsfeld at the press club or whatever, and there was a disruptive person in the audience, kind of like last night's Democratic well,
I think it's wonderful. That's what freedom and liberty is all about.
You're right. I love it.
That's what America is all about, is the First Amendment, standing up to people. Listen, that's the way it's always been. Look at the House of Commons. If you don't agree with somebody, you stand up and demand that they answer your question. You get in their face. I've had people do that to me, and I've answered their questions. We need these people to be accountable.
Alex, you keep getting upset. I'm deep in it. I watch TV all day long.
Tell you what, I'll get to you later. Stay there. We'll get to everybody.
Black Berkey replacement elements are ideal for use in any gravity filter. These self-sterilizing filters can transform raw pond and lake water into delicious, crystal-clear drinking water. Ideal for...